Many skin cancers go undetected because they are in places that most of us can't see, like the back of our necks or the scalp. But you know who often sees those areas? Your hairstylist or barber. And researchers say they could be in the first line of defense in catching one of the most deadly forms of skin cancer, melanoma. Joining us now is Susie Music, a teacher at Paul Mitchell, the school in St. Louis, Missouri. Susie trains people for careers in beauty and hairstyling and has been a cosmetologist for over 40 years. Susie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes. So this is something that we may not think about, but it really makes perfect sense. Our barbers and hairstylists are literally standing over our heads. You've had personal experience spotting melanomas. Tell us more about that.
Throughout my career, I have recommended many people that I have seen suspicious looking things on their head and scalp and ears and neck, and have recommended them to actually go to see a dermatologist. And as a matter of fact, yes, several of them did have to have them removed. And a very dear friend of mine had a melanoma on her scalp also. And if her hairdresser would not have detected it, she probably would not be here today. So it's so, so important.
Wow. I mean, it sounds also, while not common, it happens often. Were these difficult conversations to have?
Actually, they weren't. That is one of the things I work with my students at the school about, talking to someone about something like this. Usually what I would say is, you know, I've noticed something that looks a little suspicious on your scalp. Have you ever noticed it before? And then usually the conversation heads into, no, I didn't know that. And so then I usually say, well, I'm not sure what it is, but the next time you go to your doctor, or if you'd like me to take a picture of it, I can take a picture of it so that you actually have a visual. You might want to have it checked out because it could possibly, you know, be something that you really need to have attention to.
There's now a nationwide challenge to get hairstylists to spot potentially cancerous moles on their clients' heads, but so many don't really know what to look for. You train your stylists to do scalp inspections. What does that training look like?
Well, the training that we use is actually a program called Eyes on Cancer, and I was involved in helping get it started. It is on the internet, of course, and we use it to teach our students what to look for. There are several different examples. There's a skin card that we hand out so they can see the difference between the different types of melanomas or moles. We usually do this program about once every 6 to 8 months because we have a completely, you know, turnaround. We have a complete turnaround of students about every year. So we try to make sure that the student gets this training at least once while they're in school.
You've been, as I mentioned, in the cosmetology industry for over 40 years. And really what I'm hearing from you, though, is if a hairstylist sees anything abnormal on the scalp, it's really a simple conversation to have with your client that, hey, I'm seeing something that may be normal, but it may not, and you should just check it out.
Exactly. Very easy conversation to have once you have some training on it. I think so many times today with all of the technology that we have that sometimes our students, cosmetologists, the communication skills maybe, you know, you need to have a little bit of help with that. And that's what we're there for, is to help them be professional and not alarm a client when we do see something like that.
How's your friend doing now? You mentioned that her hairstylist spotted something on her scalp.
She's doing great, and she actually has spoken at some of our events that we have had, and she came in and spoke about how fortunate she was that it was found by her hairdresser, and she's 100% great. She still, though, has to go very often, about every 3 months, to be checked since she has had a melanoma, but she's doing well, and she attributes it to early detection.
Man, I mean, I know that most hairstylists, probably yourself included, you didn't get into this business for this, but it's got to feel good to know that you may be saving someone's life.
Exactly. It is. And it's just so rewarding being able to especially teach our students and and to actually be able to talk to our clients about such personal things.
Susie Music is a former hairstylist and current teacher at Paul Mitchell, the school in St. Louis, Missouri. Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And as Susie said, early detection is so important, which is why having a regular stylist who can see these changes often helps. Joining us now to talk more about early detection is Dr. Ramona Bashad, a dermatologist and assistant professor in the Department of Dermatology at St. Louis University School of Medicine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about your program. You started Stylists Against Skin Cancer. Tell me more about what the program does.
So, you know, we had a week where about four or five patients came in with very aggressive melanomas that were all found on the scalp, and they were all identified by their hairstylists. Yeah. And all of these melanomas were caught relatively early. So that is when you want to catch the melanomas. You don't want to catch them when they've become advanced or spread to other parts of the body. So yeah. I started to think about how I could leverage hairstylists in assisting the dermatologist as they had in that, you know, three or four cases. And what I realized was that a lot of them were actually very hungry for education, but the way that their schooling and education is set up, they get very limited education in medical things that could affect the scalp.
Yes, because I can only imagine that if a hairstylist sees something on someone's scalp, I mean, they need to know exactly what they're looking at. So training is very important when it comes to that. It could be something like a mole or a skin tag. So understanding the difference.
Right. You know, I can tell you as a physician, patients don't love coming to see their physicians, but they do look forward to seeing their hairstylists. Hairstylists see their clients, you know, on a monthly, bi-monthly basis. Dermatologists, you're lucky if you get to see them, you know, once or twice a year. And because of that frequent nature of the visits that you have with your hairstylist, they can actually monitor things. They can see that something wasn't there the last month or something wasn't there 2 months ago.
I was just wondering about the idea that, of course, if you're having this discussion and someone says, I see something that looks like you should have it checked out. Is there any risk with that, like in bringing up cancer, causing unnecessary emotional stress?
In most cases, people are very appreciative, but it does have to be brought up in the right way and in very Yep. similar terminology to what you just used, which is something that's not alarming, but just to let the client know, you know, I see a spot here on your scalp that I didn't notice a month or two ago. You may want to have this evaluated just to make sure that there's, you know, nothing unhealthy growing on your scalp. And the nice thing about the program is that it connects hairstylists with dermatologists that are local to them. And it equips them with these sort of business cards that they can give to clients where, you know, there's an image of the scalp. They put an X where they see what they're concerned about. And then on the back is a website where the client can then go look up, you know, a dermatologist that's close to them. What it lets the hairstylist do is connect the client with someone who can then go ahead and evaluate things further.
So a question for you. I mean, your program is in St. Louis. It sounds like it's an amazing program. What would you say to hairstylists throughout the country who are hearing you, but they may not be that comfortable with speaking up? What resources do they have?
You know, we actually are starting to take this program around the country. So I'm hopeful that they will get this education. Through the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery, on their website, there are PowerPoint slides and resources for people to, you know, obtain this educational material. There's also a mnemonic that we came up with, which is shade, and it's supposed to be a pun on the word hair shade because a lot of hairstylists understand that term. But it describes what you're looking for. So S is for surface. You know, if something is elevated or depressed below the level of the skin. H, you know, is for height. A is for age. So skin cancer is much more likely in people who are 40 and above. And as I get older, I actually think that's quite young. But, you know, 40 and above is where skin cancer really starts to become more frequent. And then the D and E is what we would love, and that is for the hairstylist to feel comfortable or have a connection with the dermatologist. It stands for, you know, dermatologic evaluation. Mm. And really the point of including that in the mnemonic was to reassure hairstylists that, again, they're not alone in making this diagnosis or telling clients what they have on their scalp if they do find something on the scalp that is unhealthy.
Dr. Ramona Bashad is a dermatologist and assistant professor in the Department of Dermatology at St. Louis University School of Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.